producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to the American Family Farmer, the weekly radio program for the small independent farm owners and those interested in how your food gets from the farm to your table. Here's your host, lifelong family farmer, Doug Steffen.
This is the American Family Farmer, a special hour every weekend. This program is on the air on dozens of great farm radio stations, a lot of podcasting now, downloading of the information, the conversations that come as a result of my being a family farmer myself. I'm Doug Steffen, host of the Good Day program that's heard around the country every weekday. I decided as a labor of love to dig into a lot of the issues that ag businesses, small family farmers and small family businesses have, and to wrap myself also around the locavore movement, which I think is very dependent on the health of our American family farmers. So as a result of that, we have each week a different person on with me, and we aim to solve problems here. If there is a specific problem or if there is a general problem in the area of family ag, and to try to deal with it. And by the way, you can send me your ideas for things you'd like me to cover. It's Doug, D-O-U-G, at Doug Steffen, Steffan.com. Send along your ideas or your comments, thoughts about what we can do to more specifically integrate what we're doing with what your problems and your needs are. Joel Greeno is with us this week. He's president of the Family Farm Defenders. He farms in Kendall, Wisconsin, feeding, milking, managing 100 head of dairy cattle. He has raised a couple of young daughters. How involved are they in your farm, Joel?
Pretty involved in stuff. They get out there and feed the calves and feed the cats and play around and do what they can at 4 and 8. But it's just good to have them out there and stuff. And, you know, I think they learn to respect life and a lot of things when they're get to be a part of delivering a calf and feeding that calf and raising them and watching them turn into cows. You know, adds a whole level to life that a lot of people don't get to experience these days.
You know, I was thinking as you were describing that about how wonderful it's been over my lifetime. I've probably helped 400 or 500, maybe more, cows give birth and seen thousands of calves born over the last 50 years on my farms. And you think about the significance of what happened. The gestation period for cows, 9 months and 9 days. So when you think about, and you can think about this in terms of all life, I guess, the amazing thing about life, two cells get together and then four cells and eight cells and the continuing division of the burden of what is growing at that particular moment. And then 9 months later, out comes this being. And as it's born, the children, yeah, they learn a whole lot. I don't know if you do this on your farm, but I've tried to make my farm a teaching farm where I encourage parents and groups and families to come and watch things like this. I remember a group, if you'll pardon the personal experience, Joel. We have, I'm only a few miles from Boston, so there are a number of school programs that bring inner city kids around. And one summer, a couple of years ago, we brought a busload of children out to the farm. And as they came to the farm, one cow was out in the maternity pen giving birth. So the children, there were 26 children on this bus. They got off the bus. They went over to the fence. They screamed at each other, "Look, look, 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 look." And then as the calf came out, there was silence, total silence. These children, they were all teenagers, 13, 14 years of age, never saw anything like this in their lives and probably never again will see anything like it. But they were spellbound. And I hope that that's the feeling that people get when they come to your farm. I know it's old hat to you and me, but it is all about life. And that's one of the great privileges, I think, of doing this. I'm talking way too much, but I wanted to share my enthusiasm with you as you talked about your daughter's experiences.
Yeah, you know, enthusiasm, it says a lot. You know, it means you have passion for what you do and believe in what you do and just plain love it. And those of us that do what we do, you know, that's about all we have left these days because they haven't made the job easy at all. And, you know, it's a lot of work, but we find our reward in it where we can. And like you said, seeing the kids experience it, and we do a lot of that with Family Farm Defenders.
Mm-hmm. Tell us.
We have a lot of meetings here in the Madison area and stuff, and so we have a family-run cheese factory called Cedar Grove that we do a lot of tours at. And I think it's been in, run by the Knockreiner family and stuff for well over 100 years now. And many, many cheese awards and stuff have gone to that small local cheese factory. But I get people out to those and local farms and local Amish farms and stuff. And coming from the 30th anniversary of Farm Aid, it was really exciting to see how many young people are really interested in getting back into agriculture in some way, shape, or form. And those of us in Family Farm Defenders and other groups and those of us that still farm have an obligation to, you know, kind of give them the opportunity to experience that, but also, you know, not over-glamorize it in that it's a lot of work and it's not always a lot of pay, and that is the reality of that. You know, it's our goal to turn that around and make sure that farmers are paid fairly and justly, but we all know that's not always the case. And so it's just, you know, making sure that they know and are full aware of what they're getting into.
Yeah.
That's part of the challenge.
Sure, it certainly is. Let's talk about your business and how it relates. You've just said a couple of things that piqued my interest because of the asinine way in which the government tries to control what we get paid for the product that we produce. And it's one of the things that's getting in the way of farms surviving, at least in my neck of the woods, for sure. We'll talk about that in a moment. Joel Greeno, who is president of the Family Farm Defenders, with a story, the milk story is a focus here, but there are all kinds of things that come from the farmer-oriented system, and one of the things on people's minds now is that Trans-Pacific Pact and how that may affect our family farms. So stand by for that as we continue. I'm Doug Steffen on this week's edition of The American Family Farmer.
Before girls' night out, my eczema flared up. Ugh, I felt like canceling. But then I tried Cortisone 10 Eczema Relief. It's specially formulated for eczema and has 1% hydrocortisone, the strongest non-prescription itch medicine for fast, lasting itch relief. It quickly stopped the itch and soothed my red, dry, flaky skin. With Cortisone 10 Eczema Relief, I was ready for girls' night out, and it was the best one ever.
Cortisone 10 Eczema Relief. Feel the heal. Use as directed.
If you haven't seen Lumber Liquidators' incredible fall flooring deals, now is the time. It's the final days to save as much as 45% or more on all the latest hardwood trends. And it's your last chance to get $1 off select styles of premium Bellawood. Save 20% on stylish woodlook tile. And get coupon savings on quality Dream Home laminate with pad included. Plus, more deals from 59 cents and 15-month special financing.
Business Titans, go to LumberLiquidators.com/weekdays for a chance to win $4,000 in flooring from Lumber Liquidators.
Sales going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
And now, the Lens of Liberty. Here is Helen Krebel.
America's founders knew that the people's right to keep and bear arms was the ultimate guarantee of freedom. Yet in recent years, our own government has chipped away at that most basic protection, banning all sorts of firearms and ammunition in the unending effort to save us from ourselves. It is ironic that a government which continually tries to restrict its own citizens' right to self-defense sells more than $66 billion worth of weapons to countries around the world, including some of our most dangerous enemies. A look through the lens of liberty would make it clear that the founders had it right. The defense of freedom requires free Americans who can defend themselves.
For more information, go to lensofliberty.org. That's lensofliberty.org.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Joel Greeno is here with me. I'm Doug Steffen. This is the American Family Farmer. Joel runs Family Farm Defenders. He was talking about Farm Aid. I was there too, and it was quite an event for a number of different reasons. For 30 years, I've been talking about this on the radio, and I've been having people who participate in it on the radio, but I've never been to one. So I decided that we'd jump on a plane and go out there, and it was an experience and a half, just the very length. He could sit there for 12 hours and go through all the entertainment. But there were messages there that were clear. And I think that's sort of where you and I are at the moment. One of the things that, if you go to the website, familyfarmdefenders.org, you'll see a number of different ideas about what's going on in various segments of the farm community. And I wonder what, if you take a couple of minutes and talk about the Trans-Pacific Trade Partnership. The city of Washington this past week has been loaded with farmers and animals trying to get Congress to look at the bill from their point of view. What's your point of view, and do you take positions as the president of the Family Farm Defenders, or you take position just as being Joel Greeno, farmer?
We take position on both sides. I, as a farmer and as president of Family Farm Defenders, we work with a tremendous group of people across the country that have fought the free trade deals from day one, from when NAFTA was created.
NAFTA-SHAFTA. I always referred to it as NAFTA-SHAFTA.
Exactly right. And they've only gotten worse. And
yep.
I just got the sad news last night that the negotiators finally wrapped up and come to a conclusion on the TPP. And so we don't know the time frame, but it will be going to Congress for vote. And, you know, after passing the Trade Promotion Authority, you know, Congress cannot debate it whatsoever. The legislation is what it is, and they can either vote yes, they support it, or no, they don't, and then it goes directly to the president for his approval, and we're fully against it.
Yep.
You know, it is bad news for farmers in every corner of the country, and it's bad news for consumers and the general public at large in the United States. This is solely to benefit multinational corporations so that they can basically scour the earth for their cheapest inputs, goods and services, cheapest labor, and then transport that to the areas where they can sell it for the most, given it, you know, it'd be, you know, buttons, switches, milk protein concentrate, you know.
Hold on a second, Joel. We'll pause and come back to this. Joel Greeno, with the reason you should be against, you, all of you, all of us, whether we're farmers or we're eating the produce that come from our family farms, this is nothing but a bad deal. Joel Greeno from Family Farm Defenders here on this week's American Family Farmer.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, There's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Continuing on now, 23 and change after the hour on this week's edition of the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen with Joel Greeno, who's the president of the Farm Family, or the other way around, Family Farm Defenders. We're talking about this law, the bill that's before Congress now, and whether or not they fall into this hole of the trade being good for America. The unions think it's great. The big multinational corporations think it's great. Everybody that has a stake in being bigger, and they think that's better, and that does not include the family farms. So what are you doing? What's the Farm Family Defender Unit? And I know you're on the executive board of the National Family Farm Coalition. What is it that's being done to get to Congress to convince them that this thing is as bad as it is?
Well, a lot of what we've been doing has been called monkey wrenching, and just, there's no definite way to defeat this thing other than pitting the parties against one another. And, you try to get the Republicans to not want to give the president the credit for passing this trade bill, and vice versa the other way.
But why wouldn't the Republicans be on board? Because they're supposed to be for the family farmer, aren't they? Isn't that what they tell all the voters? We're for the family farm.
That's ironic in the fact that they've passed more bad farm legislation in the last 50 years than anybody. But, the sad thing is with the TPP is that it includes New Zealand, and Fonterra is out of New Zealand. And
all right, let's explain. Fonterra is the equivalent, and I don't want to be too inside here. For the locavores that are listening, you may or may not know about Dean Foods and the Suiza family in America that controls most of the fluid milk supply here. But their equivalent in New Zealand is Fonterra, which is controlled by the Chinese, is it not?
I don't know that for a fact, but, they come out of the old Cairns group, and they are the global dictators in dairy trade.
Yeah.
And if they have full access to U.S. markets, U.S. markets will absolutely be devastated.
Yeah, it'll kill. Were telling me off the air the number of farms. I have made it clear in Massachusetts where I live, when I was a kid, there were 400 or 500 dairy farms in the state. And then as I became more of a professional milker, I think we started 15, 16 years ago and had 160, 170 dairy farms left in the state. This year, we're down to 40. So, And so, and that's because of the government interference, the complete just bungling, whether it's purposeful or not, and I think it is, in collusion with the Sweezes and people like that that want to control the milk supply. They don't care where the milk comes from. And so,
right.
You know, pushing it down to this price puts all the family farmers out of business.
Well, I was one of 8 dairy farmers that represented the nation's dairy farmers in 2010 at the 5 U.S. hearings that the U.S. Department of Justice and the U.S. Department of Agriculture had. The dairy one was held in Madison, Wisconsin.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we've been the result of corruption. I mean, we cannot have every product that farmers produce, the value being dictated by traders on the Chicago Mercantile Exchange and the Chicago Board of Trade. And you have thousands of people trading the value of our life every day
mm-hmm.
in something that they have absolutely no interest in, except for how to manipulate it to make them money, is just an absolute disgrace.
Yep, and that's really what's happened to those of us who have family farms. We get pushed into positions of not being able to control our future because of government interference, and that's what's going on now. It started before the Nixon era and has just become more complicated, and now, thanks to the local board movement, all of this stuff is seeing the light of day, and the press is getting involved. We'll continue our conversation with Joel Greeno from Family Farm Defenders here on this week's American Family Farmer.
The human body is more than 60% water. Your brain and muscles are 75% water. And your blood is 92% water. Water is vital to your body, and alkalizing your water is the key to keep it running at its best. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops keep your entire body healthy, boosts energy, promotes weight loss, and even fights cancer. Call 800-518-7615 or go to AlkaVision.com to find out more. That's ALKAVision.com.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day, and the home security industry wants you to believe that's your only option. They've got hordes of salesmen out there trying to scare you into signing one of their long-term contracts. You get stuck writing huge checks month after month with no way out. It's robbery by contract, and it can cost you thousands. But there's a better way to protect your home. SimpliSafe Home Security. SimpliSafe has no contracts. None. You'll get award-winning 24/7 protection. Security professionals watching over your home, ready to instantly send police to the rescue for just $14.99 per month. That's less than half what most companies charge. Protect your home the smart way. Visit SimpliSafeDefense.com today for an exclusive 10% offer and get a free keychain remote worth $25. Only when you go to SimpliSafeDefense.com. SimpliSafeDefense.com.
owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Ricky LeBlanc, admitted in Mass only, Sokolov Law, LLC, Chestnut Hill, Mass. Ken Levin, responsible attorney in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Greg Hobby, New Jersey. The choice of lawyer is an important decision that should not be based solely upon advertisements. While this firm maintains joint responsibility, most cases of this type refer to other attorneys for principal responsibility. If you know what mesothelioma is, you or someone you love has likely been impacted by this devastating cancer. You may be entitled to compensation. Call Sokolov Law today, 1-800-218-HELP. The only known cause of mesothelioma is asbestos exposure. Thousands of hardworking men and women, including many U.S. veterans and industrial workers, have been diagnosed with mesothelioma because manufacturers knew the dangers but put profits ahead of people. An estimated $30 billion in court-ordered trust has been set aside to pay money to asbestos victims. If you or a loved one has been diagnosed with mesothelioma, call now. You may be entitled to receive compensation without ever going to court or filing a lawsuit. Call for a free legal consultation at 1-800-218-HELP. Help. That's 1-800-218-HELP.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Stephan back with this week's edition of the American Family Farmer, a relatively new radio program being heard all around the country now. Lots of different facilities, lots of different people trying to figure out how we can solve some of the problems of the American Family Farmer, the small ag businesses that are part of the landscape in many areas of our country, and the locavore movement, which stands behind America's Family Farmers because people are wanting to know more about their food. Where does it come from? What's the best way to get it? Where does it come? You know, that sort of thing. So Joel Greeno is with me from the Family Farm Defenders. He's the president of that organization. We're talking about the resistance movement, which needs to have not only farmer support. There are a lot of farmers who think this is a great trade deal because some of our farm products are going to be the grains, I think, will be favorably received by the trade partners here. Is that not correct, Joel?
Well, they seem to think so, but when your number one opponent is Brazil, and Brazil can double crop and outproduce us any day of the week, to be led down that false rabbit hole is going to do farmers a severe injustice. Just, again, you give multinational corporations, and especially China, who handles grain and food with military precision, they will play every game they can. And if they can open the window of opportunity through these terrible trade deals to wreak havoc, because they don't want to pay a lot for corn, and if you think they're going to manipulate things to pay farmers better, you are absolutely mistaken. It's not going to happen. And these trade deals aren't done to make life better for us. It's only strictly done to make life better for corporations. And if you haven't figured that out through NAFTA, CAFTA, and the other trade deals passed, the next nail in the coffin for farmer is the TTIP, and that's the European trade deal. If that one gets passed, which it's already in the works and will be the next one following, but that'll be the next nail in the coffin for dairy farmers, because any cheese that the U.S. produces that has a European-sounding name, like feta and gouda and parmesan, which are all different regions of Europe and France, we will no longer be able to use those names on anything produced in the United States. Yeah. And if all of a sudden U.S. dairy farmers are being faced with having to create a new cheese or a fake name for a product that's widely recognized, again, they're going to be seriously mistaken in supporting these trade deals in any way, shape, or form.
Yep. It's pretty devastating and pretty dramatic and something that the public needs to know about as well as the farmer, because your choices become more limited under this scenario. So back to the specifics here of what's being done, what can be done. You need to get to your congressman. You need to get to your senator. Emails, phone calls, write them letters, whatever you can do. There must be Facebook pages for all of these characters. So you use that any way you can to demand that this thing not be done. It will end not only the way of life, but it ends the focus on having food. I mean, it's bad enough we don't know where the food comes from. Now, that's another issue that has been put forth. You know, the country of origin labeling. You let the Brazilians ship their beef up here, or the Chileans send their grapes here, or the New Zealanders send their milk over here. Look at what happened in China. 3 years ago, sent milk over here. It had melamine in it. And how many people died as a result of that? There's no inspection. It gets under your skin, because most of us are traditional Americans who believe in the country, and it's like the leadership wants to destroy the country, and I don't think that's an overstatement, or certainly wants to destroy. Look at President Obama said in his first year in office that he wanted to shut down 50,000 farms and plant trees on those farms. We ought to be doing that because the cows and the beef industry are ruining our atmosphere because of the methane gas. Right? You remember that?
Right.
Yeah.
Well, convenient stories to take people off track. You know, we have some major cheese companies here in the United States that we had turned them into the Food and Drug Administration, and I, just for the show's sake, won't use names, but if people go read their cheese labels, anything that contains milk protein concentrate that is a foreign-produced powder that had formerly entered the U.S. to make paint and glue.
Yeah.
And our largest cheese manufacturer found out that you can really stretch out cheese vats if you use a compound used to stretch out paint and glue in it.
Yeah.
And so you need to start reading cheese labels.
So here's what I'm going to do for you, Joel. I'm going to make this easy. I'll tell you who it is, because I have I want people to know that, and I've said this on my regular Good Day program any number of times, Kraft American cheese is neither American nor is it cheese.
Exactly.
So,
right.
And this, not only are you talking about things that come from various, I remember seeing these black plastic bags on ships coming from Russia, the leftovers of what was being used for whey, the whey protein, and whatever it is, I don't even remember what it is. I just remember they took that stuff, and the government that's so happy to send the EPA to our farms to tell us a puddle in our driveway is a waterway, or they want to shut farms down because they create too much dust. These are the same people that are happy to let the Russians send over bags of this crap and make cheese, or not even cheese, whatever they call it, a cheese substitute. They're not even call that.
Yeah, but that's right.
That's what you're up against.
Well, a friend of mine is the head of the BKU in India, and he's got 20 million farmers in his organization.
What's the BKU? Explain, please.
The BKU is similar to the Farmers Union here in the United States.
Mm-hmm.
It's a farmers organization looking out for farmers' rights.
Right.
And so India is the largest milk producer in the world.
Yes.
And their farmers are the worst paid dairy farmers in the world. And at the time before the WTO got its fingers into the pie, and that's being the World Trade Organization, they had a horrid milk price of 7 cents a liter.
Mm.
Well, they had to deregulate their dairy industry under the orders of the WTO, and so their milk price fell to 4 cents a liter. And so when Kraft and Frontier and everybody else was able to wreak havoc, all that displaced milk then was turned into milk protein concentrate and shipped to the U.S.
Mm-hmm.
And then ends up in our cheese vats.
Yep.
And, you know, this is milk that comes from goats and water buffalo and sheep and cows and anything else, and probably even camels or anything they can get milk from.
Yep.
Is all commingled.
Yeah. Yeah,
and, you know, the quality, you know, just given their circumstances.
It's garbage.
That,
it's garbage. Yeah, all right, hold on a second. We'll pause for another word. Joel Greeno is here. I'm Doug Steffen. This is this week's American Family Farmer.
I'm BehindTheBuy.com senior editor David Gregg with four new products to provide families with optimal health and safety. Rowenta's Intense Pure Air Home Purifier is the first and only to filter over 99% of home pollutants and allergens while destroying dangerous formaldehyde. Available in two sizes, the four levels of filtration and patented nanocapture technology provide the healthiest air quality available to your family today. The Japanese technology in Airweave's bedding toppers provides the ultimate in sleep quality. The core material responds to your body so you can turn over easily while sleeping. Keep cool in the summer and warm in the winter because Airweave reduces body heat and moisture. Airweave is also a proud sponsor of the U.S. Olympic Committee and Team USA. Incipio's Performance Series cases for the new iPhone 6S and 6S Plus provide damage protection to your family's phones. Five case options allow a choice in protection levels. Available in a range of color combinations, Incipio's Performance Series gives your family's phones military-grade protection no matter what level you choose. Ooma's free crystal clear phone service requires the purchase of a teledevice. You'll need high-speed internet access and a regular phone. You just pay applicable monthly fees of about $4. Voicemail, call waiting, caller ID, and 911 service are included. It protects, too, by integrating with the Nest line of smart thermostats and smoke detectors. Ooma's been ranked number one in home phone service 5 years running. For BehindTheBuy.com, I'm David Gregg.
And now, the Lens of Liberty. Here is Helen Krebel.
America's founders knew that the people's right to keep and bear arms was the ultimate guarantee of freedom. Yet in recent years, our own government has chipped away at that most basic protection, banning all sorts of firearms and ammunition in the unending effort to save us from ourselves. It is ironic that a government which continually tries to restrict its own citizens' right to self-defense sells more than $66 billion worth of weapons to countries around the world, including some of our most dangerous enemies. A look through the lens of liberty would make it clear that the founders had it right. The defense of freedom requires free Americans who can defend themselves.
For more information, go to lensofliberty.org. That's lensofliberty.org.
I get plenty card at Exxon or Mobil and start earning points at lots of places.
So I get points for filling up at Exxon?
You sure do.
What about getting coffee at Mobil?
Points.
Streaming TV shows on Hulu?
Definitely.
Points on my AT&T wireless bill?
Yep.
Buying soap?
At Rite Aid.
Buying you a birthday present?
Points at Macy's.
Visiting your parents?
No. You get marriage points.
Oh.
Exxon and Mobil are the only fuel brands that are part of Plenty, the rewards program that lets you earn points at one place and use them at another. Join Plenty for free through a participating Exxon or Mobil station today. Terms and limitations apply. See Plenty.com/partners for details.
If you haven't seen Lumber Liquidators' incredible fall flooring deals, now is the time. It's the final days to save as much as 45% or more on all the latest hardwood trends, and it's your last chance to get $1 off select styles of premium Bellawood. Save 20% on stylish woodlook tile, and get coupon savings on quality Dream Home laminate with pad included. Plus, more deals from 59 cents and 15-month special financing.
This is Hyphenage. Go to LumberLiquidators.com/weekdays for a chance to win $4,000 in flooring from Lumber Liquidators.
Sales going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
Doug Steffen here on the American Family Farmer with Joel Greeno, who is the president of the Family Farm Defenders website, familyfarmdefenders.org. We're all hepped up about this trade, the trade deal. The European trade deal is no good. The Trans-Pacific trade deal is no good, not only for the farmer, but for the locavore movement, the people who want to know where. You're never going to know where your food comes from if it all comes shipped in from these other countries. Never. They don't allow you to put the country of origin labeling on it. So you can search high. You know, it'll look good in the supermarket. It'll seem like, you know, the happy trade press for the food industry will tell you, oh, this is great, fresh produce from all over the place. Well, if you get fresh produce from Brazil, it's at least a week and a half old. Do you know what that travel does to the value of the food that you're getting? It loses, even in the shipment across the country, loses 50% of its value. Imagine how much value is going to be in the food that comes, or the so-called food that comes, the produce that comes from these other places. It's, we're, and this is the other thing The real conspiratorialist side of this, Joel, is that if you look at the big drug companies and the board of directors of these companies, and then you look at who's running some of these big national agribusinesses, board of directors there, and then you understand how all of these things are taking place, it's bad food, so you will become unhealthy, so you will need the drugs that they're producing to make you well again. This is the insidiousness, in my mind, of how the system works at the moment. I don't know whether you've ever thought about it that way or not. I'd be interested in your comments.
Well, absolutely. If I climb up to the upper side of my farm and look across the hill, I can see former Wisconsin Governor Tommy Thompson's farm. And former Governor Tommy Thompson also was our Health and Human Services Director for a number of years.
Right.
Funny you should bring up that topic, because when he resigned halfway through his term, he went and was the head of six medical and pharmaceutical companies from which he earned a small fortune, mm-hmm. doing exactly what you just mentioned. And then he's used that money to buy up farms of all the farmers that he helped put out of business.
Yeah. Nice.
So it's ironic how that circle of events happens just like you said.
Yep. That's the way it is. And like it or not, that's what's going on. And the only way you can stop it is to, there are cows walking around the streets of Washington this week, and there are tractors all over the place because farmers want the public to know, and the news media, as usual, hasn't done a good job of really presenting the issue. The trade deal that is either European or Pacific, both of them are bad for you.
Well, the Illinois Land Stewardship had a booth in the homegrown village at Farm Aid, and one of the questions on one of their Jenga blocks that they had set up as their display was, how much of the food consumed in the state of Illinois is imported? And the actual answer to the question is 95%.
Good God. That's Illinois, and Illinois is a farm state. Yeah.
What's that?
I said that's Illinois, and Illinois is a farm state.
Yeah.
Supposedly.
They're not growing what they eat, though. You know, they're growing corn and soybeans, and they're sending that all somewhere else. And then everything they actually have to eat, 95% they're bringing from somewhere else.
Yep.
It's just a sad fact.
Well, and maybe we, you know, the tide, like a typhoon here, to get all these businesses on top. But you need to know at least what's going on. And you need to know that groups like Joel's exist. And you need to know, I mean, you have your opinions about it. Some farmers will think this is great because they are corn and bean people. And if the stuff gets shipped overseas, that has to increase, or at least one would think it would increase the value of the product. They've seen $8 corn in the last 8 or 9 years, and they've seen $3 corn. I'm betting it's going to be closer to $3 than $8 by the time this is all done, whether they know it or they don't know it.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
If people are interested, here coming up the 12th through the 15th in Des Moines, Iowa, Family Farm Defenders is part of the U.S. Food Sovereignty Alliance, and all the corporate monsters are having the World Food Prize, and so they nominate companies like Monsanto and Dow and DuPont and Fonterra and all kinds of horrible corporations to win their food prize. Well, we always give out our food sovereignty prize, and the winners this year, the Federation of Southern Cooperatives and another group, I'm going to forget their name, but again, that prize ceremony is going to be on Wednesday, the
14th, yeah.
And that, but again, you know, we'll be discussing what the good guys do on the good guy side and doing everything that possible to counter what the bad guys do on the bad guy side.
Yeah. Well, I think people need to know what's going on. The Federation of Southern Cooperatives, as you said, involved, and it looks like some black U.S. farmers and Honduran Afro-Indigenous farmers sharing the Food Sovereignty Prize. You can check out more information about that at familyfarmdefenders.org. We'll spend a few more minutes with Joel Greeno, bringing you up to date on things that are being done to protect your farm and your farming in the Family Farm Defenders website, familyfarmdefenders.org. I'm Doug Steffen on the American Family Farmer.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Most of us already know that taking a fish oil supplement to boost omega-3s is a good idea. But did you know that about 60% of Americans are actually deficient in omega-3s? Did you know that most fish oil products contain only about 25% omega-3s and the remaining 75% is undesirable fish fat? Heck, did you know that more than 90% of fish oil supplements sold in the USA are not even made here? If you want to boost your omega-3s using the finest American-made fish oil, check out Nutrigold Fish Oil Supplements on www.fishoil.best. Nutrigold fish oils are independently 5-star certified and guaranteed to be exceptionally pure. That means no more fish burps. Best of all, just one Nutrigold fish oil capsule contains more omega-3s than 4 standard fish oil capsules. Go to www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497 and use promo code BESTFISHOIL to get a free 1-month supply. That's www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497. Healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
Greg Stephan here with Joel Greeno on the American Family Farmer radio program. Family farm defenders are our focus. You have a newsletter that you put out. You have lots of outreach. How many members do you have, by the way, of this group?
We run about 3,000 to 5,000 members.
Mm-hmm. And what are your issues? What are the, beside the trade, the fair trade stuff, what are some of the other things that you take? I'm sure you're into the GMO business, whether it be the seed or the feed or the food. You're onto that, I'm betting, in a big way.
Yes, absolutely. The Family Farm Defenders started out as a campaign to dump the National Dairy Board. And so in 1984, farmers were sick of paying into the dairy checkoff. And so John Kinsman and the Family Farm Defenders set out across the nation and acquired thousands of dairy farmer signatures, far more than enough to actually get a hearing and actually have the attempt to end this nonsense of farmer-funded promotion, which only steals 15 cents a hundredweight out of their checks and, as written by Congress, cannot say or do anything to influence price. So what are we promoting for if it isn't to promote a better price? And so from that, the organization then was incorporated and stuff in 1994. And, you know, we worked on milk price issues from day one and always have. We've worked on the GMO issue and completely opposed to chemical companies owning our seed supply, which between Monsanto, Dow, DuPont, Bayer, Syngenta, and a couple others now own 95% of the world seed supply of everything and intend to turn all those seeds chemically dependent and, ironically, the chemicals that they produce. So how convenient to have seed that require the use of their chemicals and a direction we don't need to go. Also, we work a lot on mining issues which affect farmers. So we have 150 sand mines in western Wisconsin feeding the frack wells across the nation. And, you know, our battle continues with those. Factory farm fights. We got about 6 major factory farm fights going on here in Wisconsin, and worked with countless organizations across the U.S. on fighting that issue.
When you say fighting it, what are the issues, the factory farm issue versus the family farm? How does that manifest?
Well, all we have to do is look at our economy. When was the U.S. economy at its peak? Our U.S. economy was at its peak when we had the most farmers, and those farmers were being paid a living.
Mm-hmm.
And we had the most number of farms and the best paid farmers. Everybody in the country did well. And since the 80s, when we decided that we don't really need farmers anymore and that we can trade and import food and commodities as needed and don't believe our farmers, where has our economy gone? I mean, we saw 18% interest rates through the 80s, put 50% of our nation's farmers in every sector across the board out of business, and those numbers haven't stopped. You know, the average age of farmers is, what, 68 years old now?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Somebody young has to take over eventually, but nobody really wants to with the workload and no pay. And so, you know, we continue to fight that. And, you know, we have a farm now milking 10,000 cows here in Wisconsin with 300 cows calving a day.
Yeah.
Yet soil scientists say that with our soil structure and our karst rock formation, there's not a single location in the state of Wisconsin that you can put over 500 head of cattle and not have manure in your drinking water within a week.
Yeah. And what do you do with where is the manure going? It ought to be used to enhance the soil, and who knows, you know. And plus the fact you get that many cows together, the quality of the milk is of no value whatsoever. I can easily and unequivocally say any place that's got that many cows, just drive down the Interstate 10 in Arizona, around Texas, down in there, and you'll see exactly what we're talking about. Well, you've enlightened us a lot, Joel, as to some of the issues. I would urge people who are in the family farm sector to go to familyfarmdefenders.org and join Joel and his group to protect the interests of the American family farmer, what this program is all about. Joel, thank you for being here. I'm Doug Steffen. Join us again next week for another review of what's going on in the world of America's finest, America's family farmers.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.